Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Money Clock. This is where it's almost like a game show. I'm giving my interviewees 15 minutes max to bring some amazing value on money. And in the hot seat today is my guest, Marquita.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, Marquita, the way the game is going to start, just so you know, since you may not have read the instructions properly, but I'm sure you did, you have 15 minutes to bring the value for our listeners, and it's all about money. Your time starts now.
Yikes. Okay. So today, guys, we're going to talk about building your financial plan. Whether this is your personal or your professional financial plan, you definitely need one in life. If you want to get somewhere faster, you got to be able to plan it out. The first thing you want to have with your financial plan is five different topics. Number one is the GPS, your goals plus setup. But let's think of it like a regular GPS. You need to know where you want to go and where you're starting from. Those are the two coordinates we put in the plan. So the first one is where we want to go. Those are our goals. And we want to make sure our goals are smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timed. Let's say we want to save $10,000 in a calendar year, right? That's an easy money number. It's kind of well-rounded. To do that, we're going to break that down into 52 weeks because there's 52 weeks in a year. And that should give you somewhere around $192.31 weekly. Now, if you're old school like me, you can go to Dollar Tree, go get you an envelope, mark your envelopes 1 through 52 and start stuffing them, right? But if you're new school and you like all this new technology, every time you get paid, especially if it's bi-weekly, set aside $385.62. That'll help you make that $10,000. So that's specific, it's measurable, and it's time. Let's get into the idea of being attainable and realistic, guys. To be attainable, you first have to know, do we make at least $352.62 in our business? I mean, in our job, or how are we making income? Right? On top of that, it's attainable, but is it realistic? If I only make $500 per week, per check, I'm not going to be able to invest that amount of money. So I'm going to have to reframe what my goals are to make sure that it's smart for the place that I am now. Now, let's talk about that setup. You definitely want to have legal proof that you exist. In your regular personal life, that's your birth certificate. In your business life, that's your articles of incorporation. You also need a tax ID number, somewhere for the IRS to be able to track the type of income that's coming in on your behalf. When your personal life, that's your social security number. In your business, it's your EIN or your employee identification number. You also want to get a good gauge on how much money you're going to put into this. Some banks have a minimum amount that you have to start your account with. Others don't. Either way, you should be able to know how much you are starting with so that when you make a financial plan, you have a good gauge on what's already there that you have to work with, because those are going to become your resources to help you build more. And then the last thing, it's kind of optional because it's not necessary to start a financial plan, but it definitely should be a part of your ongoing review of your financial plan, which should be your credit score. If it's your business, you're looking at your Paydex score. You want an 80 plus. And if it's your personal, your FICO score, you at least want to get to like a 650, 700. And that's just a healthy credit where you'll be able to apply for something and be reasonably considered to actually get it. The second thing, a part of our financial plan, guys, is our budget. We want to know what kind of money we have coming in or we can expect to come in and where exactly we plan to put it. This is the biggest part, guys. Figure out where your money's going to go. I know people say, don't spend your money before you get it. Just give me the money and I'll figure out something to do with it. That's the quickest way to run out of money really fast. You see what's going on with all these stimulus checks. They're going and they're blowing them. So make a plan, budget it out. One thing that's great about Robert providing this platform for us, guys, we're learning about money. We're learning about finances. We're learning about all this great stuff, right? And it's never the lack of money that gets you or even the lack of knowledge, but we're starting to figure out. It's the lack of application of the financial literacy, because knowledge is empowered. The application of knowledge is power, right? the third part of our financial plans we want to go over is our debt accumulation and management strategy, guys. What are we going to reasonably take on as debt? And we have to get into a mind frame when it comes to spending that everything that we invest money in isn't necessarily a sunken cost, meaning it's going to be lost for good. We have to be able to understand that some costs are investments, and we'll pay that price, or we will even finance paying that price, because we know in the long run it's worth it. So first you need to assess your assets versus your liabilities. And then you need to figure out what kind of debt you're going to take on. By debt, I mean, are we going to get loans, even if it's just a student loan? Because as we know, knowledge you get can be used to further your career or your credentials so that you can build whatever you're trying to build in your business. The second thing that we need to think about is having a car or even a company car. How are we going to finance that or pay for that if we have to take out debt? Another thing is your building. So like your mortgage, or even if you had like an actual factory or something for your business, you want to think about that as well. And then any equipment. What day-to-day stuff do you use to get the job done? We're all living in this technological age. We're all kind of forced into it because of COVID. So think about your laptops, your computers, your monitors, your microphones and cameras, things of that nature. Think about this type of stuff as far as like healthy debt accumulation, and then the way you're going to manage and pay that down. A quick tip for anybody who comes across any extra money or who's eligible to actually get these like stimulus and tax refunds and things like that that's going on. Think about having your management plan. So being able to pay, but instead of paying your minimum or your agreed upon amount, put a little bit extra towards your principal. What's going to happen is people, they don't mind giving you money, but they do like the fact that you're going to pay more almost than what it was ever going to be worth. You don't want to finance a McDouble on a Big Mac budget. You know what I'm saying? So let's figure it out. Let's see how healthy it can be. Start paying down your principal a little bit more so that you won't pay so much in interest, because interest accumulates over time. The fourth part of our financial plan, guys, is going to be our income streams. How are we getting this money in the first place? What are we planning if we don't have finances? So, active income. This is where we trade our time for our money, right? So we're going to work, and each day or each week, we say this is going to be our agreed upon salary. Residual income. This is more so like that side money that you get. Great for if you guys are any type of affiliates or anything like that, where you're kind of just leading people to a space or to a place, even if it's like rental income. And you are collecting the money on the side for being that middleman, right? The third part of your income stream are going to be your investment income. So you'll see a lot of people starting to tell you about the stocks, bonds, trading of currencies and things like that. Those count as investment income. Every time that you actually gain and are able to pull down your gains, think of that as part of your financial plan. And then the very last part, guys, I hope I really made it in this 15-minute time frame, because I get nervous, right? It's asset acquisition. So these are going to be the things that you can retire from, the stuff where I don't have to do nothing and this money is going to take itself, or this money is going to take care of me in the long run. First part of that, obviously, is your insurance plan. Do you have life insurance? Do you have health insurance? Do you have car, home, fire insurance? Because as we see, there's so much going on and anything can happen at any time. So factor in your insurance plan. The second thing I want to say are your IRAs, especially like Roth IRAs and those that you can get the tax benefits from, right? And then the very last thing, guys, your 401ks or any type of QRP, which is a qualified retirement plan. So whether it's 401k, 403b, any of those, you can either start that yourself, or if you're like a small business or something like that, you can, you know, start one for your business instead of just joining the group from your job. And you can transfer. Let's say you quit your job and you want to start your business. You can transfer your 401 to your new business and continue to pay in and pay on it. So that you're not actually losing the money that you've already poured into it, right? I think I got 15 minutes, so cut me off if I go over, but I just want to recap what we went over. The five parts of any good financial plan are your GPS, which is your goals plus setup, 2, your budget, 3, the debt accumulation and management strategy, 4, your income streams, and then 5, the asset acquisitions to make sure that you are taken care of well after you are tired of working. Did I make it, Robert?
Boom! You are still in time. Oh. You know, you still actually have 5 minutes. You did great. You packed so much into that 10 minutes of value there. I want to thank you for that. You know, our listeners got a really good, I love how you recapped it at the end. So our listeners can really understand and say, okay, I need to go back to a certain spot, you know, in that, you know, speech that you just put on, which was just incredible. You know, everything that you brought. You know, we all need that kind of aspect. We need that blueprint because a lot of people, they run with no GPS, no map, no anything, you know. But you say, hey, if you were going from A to B, what would you do? You'd pull up your, you know, maps on your phone. Well, the old days, you would pull out a map.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to see until it went out the window. But no, everything that you brought was great. I appreciate that, Marquita. And where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram mostly. I'm at Beneficial Bay. And we just teach business assistance for entrepreneurs. And that's basically the acronym for Bay.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for being on here. And you made it. You made it to the end.
Thank you, guys. And make sure you guys check in every single Monday. We're going to do the money clock together. I'll be watching with y'all next week. So stay tuned.
Guys, I'm so happy you got to watch that amazing guest on the Money Clock podcast. My name is Robert Timmons, and I want to tell you something today. You're here because you want to know a little bit more about money frequency. You want to know how to get more, how to give more, how to provide more service so you can get that flow coming into you. Well, I want to tell you something. We're expanding. We're looking for people that are living in the USA, mission-driven, love challenges, love competitions, and that want to earn more money and helping families while doing it. Yes, we teach families how money works. We deal with financial literacy because that's the key, guys. We want to teach you how to do it so we can help families together. So if you want to learn more, then hit the link below. Set up a 30-minute meeting with me, and we can see if you're a fit for a massive expansion across the USA, Canada, and Puerto Rico.